your six free meals shipped today.
It's almost the weekend. Can you feel it? That extra day, Labor Day weekend. Hopefully, for at least a chunk of the people listening to this show, you're getting one more shot at chillaxing before we head into autumn. Kate Delaney, ATN, of course, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. Some of those nooks and crannies might be worrying about a woman named Katya. I'll explain in just a second. But before we dive into that, because it's like whack-a-mole and it annoys me to death, the Gaddafi in hiding deal, can't smoke him out, can't find him. What's the scoop there? Gaddafi is saying he's not going to surrender, no surrender in Libya. And there still is that standoff situation. The rebels say, we're going to extend it for another day or two, and then we're going after him. So Gaddafi could end up in a body bag, or, I don't know, coming out, giving up, waving the white flag. I mean, this is it. This is really the showdown at the Libyan OK Corral. I mean, this is it. And there are some loyalists still around Gaddafi, but enough. The rebels are partying in his daughter's pool, hanging out, looking through the photo albums. They've busted in there, and she's, of course, in Algeria, went there in a limousine. Let me get in my limo and head across the border. So the other Gaddafis, the offspring, for the most part, are history, and it's just Mr. Muammar Gaddafi who is the lone holdout. Now, here's the thing. Do we really want, and I said this already, do we want any kind of a military op, although we really have had one, in Libya? And the answer is no, and most of you think no. And why? Because we can't keep doing this over and over again. Then look at Syria. Syria has no oil, and our allies don't need our help, so we're not there really helping in Syria. We're just talking about how they need to let the process roll out before them, and Assad is a terrible guy, and he needs to step down, and whatever. So what ultimately happens in Libya? Flip a coin, but it's a matter of time, because how is he going to keep doing this? Especially if he really is in with somewhere within the sights of these rebels, they're going to knock him down. We move from where is Gaddafi and Libya, and why we're have any kind of an investment in the Libyan situation, even from the NATO point of view, but I guess I'm answering my own question, to the speech that the president's about to give next week, next Thursday, on jobs before a joint chamber of Congress, and an hour and a half before the NFL kicks off its season opener. Because it didn't look like we were going to have football, right? Which do you care more about on Thursday? She said sarcastically right out of the gate. James Carville, often asked to speak from sort of a Democratic point of view. He's a Democratic strategist and actually pretty funny guy. You got to say that. I mean, his marriage to Mary Matlin is crazy. She couldn't be more right of right. He couldn't be more left of left. And you can only imagine the dinner table conversations when they arise over politics. So Carville talked about Obama's speech date and the fact that, you know, much was made about the president having to switch from the 7th to the 8th because the Republicans have a debate going on that will be, of course, televised and will feature a new face, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, who's rising in the polls. In fact, is number one in all the polls that I've seen lately. People will be very curious to see what Rick Perry has to say. Here's James Carville.
It's a tendency to say, well, it's just a little spat between the two and I got it resolved 24 hours later. But I think this is just going to reinforce a lot of perceptions that already exist out there.
Which is that they're not getting along in Washington. And there's some of the ugliest rhetoric that's gone on in a long time coming out of the Capitol and 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. All right, Katya, what's going to happen there? Here's Sam Champion. I like this guy. I've seen him in the morning a couple of times when they've popped him on Good Morning America. Here's what weatherman Sam Champion had to say about Katy and whether or not this is going to be a force to contend with.
Open water here. Nothing to stop it from growing. We think by the weekend it's a major hurricane, a Category 3, sitting right there north of Puerto Rico.
Ooh, here we go again with the categories. Category 3. So in the Gulf, they had to evacuate the oil rigs because you're talking about the weekend when that hits, and it is headed for Louisiana and Texas. It's a tropical depression over the Gulf of Mexico, but you might get that whole flash floods and all that stuff too. Even though southeast Texas is dry as a bone and it's been this horrible drought, it would talk about going from one extreme to the other. And of course, New Orleans, which they've been suffering from fires, there's a marsh fire happening that they're having a tough time dealing with. Almost both areas would welcome the rain, but they certainly not flash flooding and some of the things that can happen. The New Orleans mayor, Mitch Landrieu, said, you know, sometimes you get what you ask for, saying that the rain from that system would help with the fire, but the problem is you get more than you need. If you're talking about dumping 15 inches of rain over parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, even 20, yeah, that's a state of emergency. And the Louisiana governor, Bobby Jindal, declared a state of emergency. He's no fool. He sees the oil companies brought in workers from some of the offshore platforms. There's small boat warnings that have already been issued, really from northwest Florida to Texas, because the seas are already 2 feet above normal in the forecast at this point, and if this is full on, it's certainly going to be much higher than that. And they're telling the people to get ready for some heavy rain in some of these parishes, because you remember it's been 6 years ago Hurricane Katrina, and they're trying to get the people into the state of mind where they realize, hey, if this is you don't have a spot to go to, and if you're really, really in these low-lying areas and you're wide open, you might think about leaving temporarily and coming back, instead of trying to stick it out and wait. We're going to wait it out because that can end badly. Now, moving people in from those handful of platforms, you're really just cutting off a very, very small amount of gas and oil production, by the way. It affects 9 of the 617 production platforms, so not as many as you would think. 9 out of 617, that would be about 5.7% of the oil and 2.4% of gas production would be affected by all of this if the rain continues. But Texas would benefit from this. Part of Louisiana would benefit from it. It's just a question they wanted to get in and get out because of what's happened in the past. Army Corps of Engineers, ring a bell. The major flood control structures in New Orleans. They're monitoring everything that's happening. Coming up, we have our cheap movie review. You don't want to miss that. Apollo 18 is one of the movies coming out. In fact, it's got a little sci-fi thing going on. I really want to see that. I'll just tell you, I'm up for it. I saw a few of the clips. We're going to let you hear some next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Trapped, owing a debt, and sharks in 3D. That highlights our cheap movie review this time around. Ooh, don't they all sound fantastic when you spend $10 and sit in a movie theater and buy overpriced popcorn with a lot of butter on it, sit there and inhale these movies? I'm not so sure. Shark Night 3D I would do for my nephew, but he's not here right now. Apollo 18, however, really does intrigue me. You know, I like the whole space exploration thing. There's something about it, right? And Apollo 18, think of the name, is a little different twist. There are supposedly 7 missions to the moon. So what happened to the 8th? Mission. That's the big question, right? On the big screen, here's the answer. Well, let's roll it, Donovan.
Okay, 18, you are go for landing.
We're go for the moon.
Beautiful, isn't it?
This mission will mark the first use of the exterior motion sensor cameras.
I got a document.
Nate says he never snores in sleep.
Up on the ridge, 10 o'clock.
Found a Soviet helmet and are now following what appear to be tracks made by a possible Soviet cosmonaut.
Why didn't we know about this?
DOD has clear signals on both transmitters. Your mission is complete.
Out here.
Something's moving.
It's inside my suit.
I can't get it out.
It's in my
helmet.
What the hell are you doing?
It's Angel Cosmos.
Houston, this is Liberty.
Do you read me?
God!
I can't see you.
gun!
Yeah, kind of creepy if you think about it. Bummer if you were on that mission versus the others. Why that mission? We get it's the whole sci-fi, throwing a little fantasy there as to what could have happened. Let's put it that way. Officially, as I said, Apollo 17 launched in 1972. It was the last manned mission to the moon. A year later, two American astronauts were sent on a secret mission to the moon, funded by the U.S. Department of Defense. Secret missions, do you think so? So, the footage is the footage of the astronauts captured on that mission. NASA says it is not authentic. So you got science, fiction, fantasy, thriller. Here's the good part, too. Short, sweet, baby. Except for you got all those previews. 1 hour, 26 minutes. PG-13. All right, we move from Apollo 18 to our next offering. And there's always other movies, by the way, so you know. Every once in a while I'll get a note from someone, you didn't go through all the movies. Yeah, it would take us many, many segments to go through every single movie. And I don't want to bore everyone to tears by doing that, going through the list. But I picked this one out, and this is one that might be a little bit popular, I think. It's called The Debt.
We should never forget how young they were. 30 years ago, these three dared to confront an unimaginable evil. Stephen Gold was the youngest unit commander in Mossad. David Peretz had his 29th birthday while on the mission. Rachel Singer was only 25 when she crossed through the checkpoint into Soviet-controlled East Berlin.
So, first time in the field.
Good, that's good.
Welcome to the mission.
Their assignment had been to capture the surgeon of Birkenau, a man whose sadistic experiments left thousands disfigured or dead.
It's a brave thing you're doing.
I'm not brave. I'm terrified.
You're the one that's afraid, David. Afraid of the monster.
We followed.
Oh, God.
Only four people know what happened here.
No matter what, the truth stays in this room between us.
What if we could go back? Would it be different?
We can't go back.
We have to deal with it.
Well, what does that mean? Deal with it.
So here's how it goes down. You can kind of get a sense of what it was about, and you might have seen little snippets of this if you watch any tube. Helen Mirren's in it, Sam Worthington, Tom Wilkinson is also part of this crew. In 97, you had this news that reached some retired Mossad secret agents, a couple of them about a colleague. So they decided that they wanted to go back and be there for the colleague, right? They were tracking down a Nazi war criminal, and it was obviously risky, and you could tell that from the little snippet there. And this has gotten mixed reviews. A few people have said, oh, this is great, it's a thriller, it's a crime adaptation, remake, war, all that kind of stuff. And then others have said, eh, just could have been a miniseries, it's too to be stretched out. So I don't know. I like that cast. I would definitely probably watch it on DVD, if nothing else. So just remember, keep that back in the recesses of your mind. When you go to the Redbox in the next 6 or 7 months, maybe it takes longer, 8 months from now, maybe you want to look for The Debt. All right, here's the last one, and it's about sharks. Shark Night 3D.
We are going up to Lake Crosby to sit around.
Are you ready for the lake?
Room for one more?
Yeah, totally. It's cool.
Good boy.
Oh,
you guys have fun back there.
Not quite what we had in mind. Let's rock it out.
Your house is on an island?
Oh, it's going to be a good weekend.
You want to hit that out? Your secret's safe with me, man.
To skip that one. I already have a thing about sharks. I don't need to see them in 3D flying out of me at the theater. I don't know about the rest of you. All right, we're going to the flip side here. Stay with us.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Boy, we talk about this all the time here on ATN. Sadly, the trouble with sexting and cyberbullying and how prevalent this has become. What do you do when your kid gets mixed up in the middle of it? What do you do when you don't even know your preteen or your teenager is smack dab in the middle of something that you just can't even believe, and suddenly you get this phone call out of the blue, or you see some photos on Facebook? So check it out. I cannot wait to introduce you to this guy. You're going to love this. How do you proactively help the kids? How do you make sure that they don't damage their future, for example, by having things that are out there forever and a day because of how fast technology is moving? There's a thing called iGuardian, and it's a way for parents to monitor their child's Facebook account, their phone, their computer for nudity, frankly, for nude pictures and sexting, those inappropriate messages that, again, could linger and really get them into trouble. So Stephen White is a father of four, and he is the founder of Image Vision and this thing that I'm telling you about, iGuardian. Stephen, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Yes, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So what was the genesis for this? What made you develop this and think about doing something in this direction? Because obviously you're a tech guy and you do those kind of things. You develop things. But how did you come up? Why did you come up with iGuardian? Because you have kids and you saw the need for it, or was there a story that prompted you to do this? What happened?
Yeah, so about 3 years ago, my co-founder's daughter had just come home from a school event, put her phone down on the counter and gone upstairs to take a shower. And about that time, one of the boys at school had sent an image and inquired about her shower. And the image, you know, at this time, this is about 3 years ago, this is before sexting was a popular vocabulary term. And of course, it was an illicit image he had taken of himself. And you can imagine sort of the shock, surprise, and outrage that my co-founder Mitch and his wife had at the time. So they called up their local computer geek, me, and said, Steve, how is it that we can put some software on the phone to block it? And so we went online, Googled it, found really nothing out there that could block images, right? So, I mean, there's stuff that can, if you try to go to a particular website, it'll block you from accessing the website, but nothing that could look at content, particular user-generated content, and block it.
Wow, so then that was it. Then you were off to the races. So how does it work? What you get a group of software engineers, or that's what you're doing too, right, together, and you're developing this app. What is it? Is it a cloud-based thing?
Yeah, so the software that we've built is a Facebook app, and then we're also in the process of rolling out a mobile software app as well. So we'll have two different services. And basically the whole idea is it helps parents protect and watch after their kids' online activity. So the idea is if something happens or something pops up offensive on your kid's cell phone and or Facebook, then we're going to send the parent an alert. Let them know that, hey, by the way, here's the offensive content, and it could be everything from a picture to offensive words, phrases. You know, really we try to address all the modern issues, whether it be the sexting that, you know, is real clear terminology today with the kids, but also we're looking for after cyberbullying and online predators.
Yeah, what did you find it? I'm sure in doing the research for this and pulling it all together, what do you have, like a trillion terms in there? Because there's so many things. Yeah. You and I probably don't even know all the terms.
Well, and we continuously add. So there's a ton of, you know, just acronyms and lingo that we've got a team that just keeps up to date on what kids are using these days. So it's including the text lingo. So we have a nice database of all the terms, and that continues to grow every day.
And you've got and what you're doing too right now is aren't you doing a free trial so parents can get a feel for it? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, exactly. So we do have right now, it is a, you know, brand new software. We've just had it up and running since last Friday, and we are offering it free for anyone that is interested in helping us, you know, test out the software. We're very interested in feedback from your users as they sign up and go through the process and also use the software. We're very interested in having, just the experience and also both the good and bad. So we get, you know, I've got a number of emails, and these are my favorite, is from parents that, you know, typically I always hear, it's not my kid. And so I get a number of emails from moms and dads, of course, that say, by the way, this is just my personal experience in your software. I found that, you know, my kid was being bullied, and I was able to stop it. And in fact, just today, there was an event over at a local Dallas high school where cops were called in. The police, the principal, about 10 different kids were pulled in, and it was all over their daughter being attacked and bullied online through Facebook. So, I mean, it's just, I love getting those types of emails, of course. Me being, like you said, I am a father of four. I've got my oldest right now is 14, and I've got another daughter, 12, and they're just now getting to the Facebook and phone age. So, obviously, they've got my software on it. But, you know, I'm just very excited to be a part in helping out, being able to help other parents like myself with these threats from porn, bullying, and predators.
And you explained this, how they get a text. iGuardian, basically what you would do is they would get an email or an SMS text alert. And what are some of the things? Because we know the word. So if there's posts also by other kids to your child's wall, you'd see that. What about the tag thing? That's always confusing.
Yes. So we keep them alerted to everything from images. We alert to conversations, all the messages, whether they're private messages or wall messages. Big thing right now is friends. Everybody's going back to school, meeting new people. We keep parents alerted to who your kids are liking and friending. And, you know, as an example, we watch for people that are not inside your circle, as well as people that are of large age discrepancies. So obviously if it's a uncle or a grandmother, then typically that you'll have someone in your circle that you're also friends with. But if it's, you know, 42-year-old guy down the street that just happened to befriend your 13-year-old daughter, typically you're not going to have any friends. So we're going to, or associations, we're going to look at that and give you an idea that, hey, this guy needs to be watched after. And at the same time, also, whenever your kids check into places, right, that location gets advertised to everybody on Facebook.
Mm.
And we're going to let you know that, you know, your daughter just checked in at this location and everybody knows about it.
Yeah, and they don't, and see, that's the thing, and obviously you found this out too. There's a great example. Somebody who is 14, 15, I mean, even younger, they're just excited. They're posting, hey, we went to the Sonic, we're here, and they're not thinking that that's an alert that somebody who might want to do them harm can easily go find them there.
Mm-hmm. That's right, absolutely. And then, you know, the other thing that's real popular is putting your phone number online, putting your birth date, putting your where you go to school, so your address, everything like that. We do alert, keep you up to date on what information your kids are giving out.
So is it true? Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, and the other thing is, you know, I get this question a lot, is this snooping, right? Do we consider it? And
yeah.
So I guess we're not trying to be, we're not trying to develop software that's you know, sort of used for spying and paddling on others. So but the idea here is we do encourage parents to be involved with their kids' activity. You know, in fact, you do require your kid's password to use the service. So we don't want anyone to be able to access accounts out there. So you've got to go through an authentication process. But other than that, you know, we definitely encourage, it's something similar to, let's say, your corporation that might monitor your email communication. You know, they're upfront and open about it. And same thing here. We think parents need to be open and honest about the dialogue and say that, hey, by the way, we've got this software that is monitoring your account. And you know, the idea is to keep you safe and make sure that you're making the right decision.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that question, so you beat me to the punch. That was perfect. Do you foresee this? Even I was thinking out loud for a second. What about, you know, at certain companies, and this is where, of course, people would really react to this, but at certain companies where, let's face it, you have people that are looking at porn or doing things they shouldn't be doing on the computers, and a lot of times you'll read a story that'll break that so-and-so was fired because they found that they did this or they did that, and they had no idea for 5 years that it was they were Facebooking everybody and wasting all the company time. Do you foresee that maybe a company or two might want that?
Yes. In fact, we do have a number of large enterprises that, and so we call the term user-generated content, but it's basically when you use PhotoBucket and Yahoo, Flickr, Apple, all these different types of services, photo and video sharing services, that allow you to upload content to their website and for everyone to view. And so our software is used at these very large websites that deal with, you know, millions and millions of pieces of content every day to actively monitor that content and filter the traffic.
Yeah.
So that is yeah, you know, definitely something that we do today. The other thing that our software is being used for right now is law enforcement. So child predators typically have to register their social accounts with their local police department.
Yeah.
You know, the challenge, of course, right now is with the budget cuts, their police officers spread too thin and, you know, just not a whole lot of time. You can imagine most people's Facebook account has thousands and thousands of posts every day.
Sure.
So it's very difficult for them to be able to monitor. So
yeah,
that's where we help them out, right?
Love it.
Our sector. Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. We're out of time. Stephen White, check it out, iGuardian.com, and sign up for, as he said, the beta transition here. Good chance to check out that stuff. Sounds good. Thanks
so
much.
By the way, it's EYE Guardian.
Okay. EYE. We got it. Hey, Stephen, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. All right, interesting direction of where we're headed there, and of course, making some big headlines, because when we talk about the problem with the sexting and whatnot, can you imagine? Some of you can imagine. And some of these kids, we're not talking about older kids, and some of the younger kids don't realize, like we just mentioned, when they say, hey, I just went over here to Wendy's, or I went to, I'm behind the school, we're waiting for a bunch of people, or it's just so dangerous where they can just, people can just pinpoint them, the parasites out there, and get to them. Hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road here on America Tonight.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret. It's so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Hindi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
An old friend of the show. We've had him on a couple of times, actually, and we have a lot of fun with him. Clark Hodges, financial strategist, joins us, and we're going to kind of scattershoot. You know how we roll here on America Tonight. Do you have your seatbelt on, Clark?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Let's start with the first one, because people keep talking about this thing about, you know, the rich need to pay more taxes, and why shouldn't they pay, and the rich have to pay, and if the rich would just pay, then that could solve the deficit crisis. We could just get rid of the, which now is $15 trillion. Is that true?
No, it's not true at all. It's a political statement, in my opinion, to appease a certain category of voter to get reelected.
I agree with you. I agree with you, because people don't understand the tax system either. And then it becomes the difference between an individual and a company. Something that has come up lately, there have been a bunch of articles written about this, is CEOs. That CEOs, because now their salaries keep getting printed and talked about a lot, are kind of in the line of fire, and the reason is because there was one of the things that came out was there was a study done about CEOs' salaries and bonuses, and the fact that they're skyrocketing when the average Joe, the lunchbox guy, I'm just going to say, when their pay is pretty much flatlined, they're not getting raises, that kind of stuff. And one of the things the study said, and it was in the New York Times the other day, is that at least 25 top U.S. companies paid more to their chief executives in 2010 than they did to the federal government in taxes. And so the names that were thrown out there, you know, eBay, Boeing, GE, Verizon, you know, I could go on. And the executives are saying that the companies were paid at least more than $16 million a year, which it was substantially higher, obviously, than the average guy. Do you think that there are some problems with that finding that people also are, it's kind of maybe misleading or nah?
I do think there's some problems in that with that issue, because I think generally speaking, and this is a general statement, and it doesn't apply to every company, obviously, but there are a lot of well-to-do, fat cat-type guys that are on boards of directors of publicly traded and privately held companies all over the country. And they're on those boards because they knew somebody. And they were put on those boards because they knew somebody and they liked the person that put them
yep.
on the board. And so when it comes time to talk compensation, the boards of directors are getting compensated. And so they're happy that they're getting a paycheck for basically going to one meeting a month, if even that. And they're not going to there's no way they're going to cut the salary of their buddy that put them on the board. And I think that's a problem. And I honestly don't know how you solve that problem, because I believe in free enterprise, and I believe in a lot of ways it's not what you know, it's who you know in this world. And but I do think those boards give outlandishly generous in packages to these guys, and sometimes it's ridiculous that when they leave these companies, they get outrageous packages. And so I think that is an issue. And, you know, at my firm, at Hodges, we invest in publicly traded companies. And when we see a pay system out of whack, it's a red flag for us. And there are companies that do it right, but there are also a lot of companies that do it wrong. And so it's one of the things we take into consideration when we invest in the business.
Oh, that's smart. So then digging deeper, you're looking to see that structure, because maybe that also signals that there it might not be sound in the end.
Right. You know, the bottom line is that guy who's running that company is there to make the shareholders a profit, to make
sure.
that money. And whether that's through dividends or whether that's through the appreciation of the stock price, he's got to do that job. And giving that CEO stock options is okay. But at the end of the year, when a CEO of a corporation is approaching $50, $60 million a year in compensation, I think that's a little ridiculous, unless the revenues of that company justify that. And there's not a lot of companies that you could say justify that. And so I'm a little skeptical of some of these packages, because it's their buddies who are on the board and giving them such great deals. And it's that scratch your back, I'll scratch mine. And, you know, who knows? He's on – person A is on the board of person B, and person B is back on the board of person A. So they're scratching each other's back.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. And the problem is, it's just like you said, you believe in free enterprise, so do I, and capitalism. And so when entrepreneurs in this country abound, and when you want to flourish, and when you're looking for capital, for example, who are you turning to? So you can see how that gets out of hand. Like you said, that's the problem. It just gets out of hand. Instead of a little compensation, even a generous compensation, because you look at the revenues and what the person might be contributing, because sometimes they contribute a lot more to the company.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't. They're more a figurehead. So I think it depends on the individual company. Well said. How about this story today? And I just thought it'd be interesting to ask you this whole robo-signing thing. The Federal Reserve sanctions Goldman Sachs, saying that the investment bank has to investigate what they're calling questionable lending and foreclosure practices in the former mortgage unit. Well, we know that was going on, because that was a pattern that was happening. That's what sunk us, because of all that robo signing and just pushing those mortgages out there and then saying eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And half the time the people don't realize or know who has their mortgage. I was told that we might see just another shoe drop in this. Do you think that's going to happen? That, I mean, we're still not out of the woods on this whole thing anyway?
Well, I think there is something rotten in Denmark. If you take into consideration over the last few weeks, there's been more and more news come out about Goldman, and the chairman had to hire his own personal criminal attorneys. And I think that what you're probably seeing is the beginning of it's not a witch hunt, but I think there are some situations out there that they're maybe about to uncover something on Goldman. Now, I don't think Goldman's going to go under, but I could see a scenario where Goldman and, you know, some of the top guys are forced out. And if this guy had to, if he had to hire a criminal defense attorney, that Lloyd Blankfein,
yeah,
you know, that can't be a good sign. So these all may be connected, but to tell you the truth, I don't know. And to tell you the truth, it's not something that I really worry about too much, because what happened in 08 was pretty bad, but things were really bad. Things are not bad today. And when I say things, corporations' balance sheets are much healthier today than they were in 08. And I don't think there's going to be a need to bail out Goldman or to come in and save Goldman. I think it's probably maybe they're finding something that this guy maybe did illegally during 08 to cover something up, and he may end up paying the price for that. But I don't think, and of course that happens throughout history, no matter what the economy's doing. So I don't think it's anything to be too concerned about as it relates to the overall stock market.
Yeah, the key is knowing what to invest in.
When I was 2 years old, McDonald's went public in 1968, and my dad bought me 2 shares of McDonald's stock on the IPO.
Yeah.
So the total investment was $50. And in 1971, okay, so three years later, he sold it for $800. So $50 turned into $800 in 3 years of McDonald's stock.
That's good.
But the real kicker is, what it'd be worth today.
Yeah, we're going to look that up. Clark Hodges, financial strategist, thanks so much. You know, it's interesting. I say this all the time. You have to have diversification in a portfolio. So I think gold is a good investment. I think the point is, if you got in at 300, you are loving life, especially if you hung on to it now all the way through, because I think it boomerangs past 2000 easily. So to me, gold... Some stocks, but, you know, that really is the craps table. You're throwing the dice. I was thinking about this when he was talking about his McDonald's stocks. Best stock that I ever picked was Panera Bread Company, only because I hit it on a high run. So, you know, I got in, it was like 40-something, and it went up to 60-something within a matter of weeks. And that was pretty sweet. But often it's the opposite way, because you're just picking, even if you do all the research and everything else. It's just like when we do Nail the Score. You can analyze the teams to death, but ultimately it comes down to picking some numbers and going with your gut.